This is the Intellectual Property News Podcast with Richard Gerhardt.
Let me throw something out there that sounds a little crazy at first. 98% of the value of major companies like Apple, NVIDIA, Costco, Lilly, MasterCard are not in their physical assets. Their value is in the intangibles. So what does that mean? It's not the buildings. It's not the inventory. It's not really even the product or the service. It's the intangibles. So what are people buying when they buy a product or service from one of these companies? Well, they're buying the engineering. They're buying the R&D. They're buying the distribution system. Or they're buying the software or the data. Things that are protected with patents and trademarks. Ultimately, you're buying ideas. So just to give you a quick example, if you buy an iPhone, it's not just the metal and glass, it's the technology behind it. It's the company ecosystem that helped create it. It's the brand trust that you have in Apple, and that's where the value is. So this represents a real shift in the way we think about companies and their valuations. It used to be that companies were valued based on the factories that they had and the equipment. And in fact, only a very small percentage of these companies, 2%, has value relating to inventory and equipment and even things like real estate. In fact, the growth of intangible assets as a component of company market value is up 35% since 1995 and almost fivefold since 1975. Now, it's all about what you can legally protect. If you're a founder now, you take a big risk if you don't pursue protection, because if you don't own it, it can be copied or a competitor can outscale you and the value disappears. One mistake that entrepreneurs make is focusing on the building and not on the protecting. Too often, they focus on the product first and then the IP later. And unfortunately, in today's age, that's backwards. Entrepreneurs should approach their business with an inventor mindset. Inventors don't ask, what did you build? They ask, what do you own? So the real valuable is in the invisible assets and the ideas, things like brand, know-how, technology, all things that can be protected with patents, trademarks, and copyrights. So here's the question. What part of your business actually has value? And do you own it?
If you have an idea or invention you want to protect, the team at Gerhardt Law helps entrepreneurs turn ideas into protected assets. You can visit us at learnmoreaboutpatents.com or learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for a free consultation and practical guides to get you started.